This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, June 19th. Well, bulls found no hope in the grain market numbers from the latest crop progress report from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Scott Shelley.
Let's talk about corn for a second. Yesterday we had crop progress and emergence. The crop progress number came out at 92% planted. That was what the trade expected. There's been debate whether that number is real or not, but that's the number we have to use, so that's the number we're going to go with. The five-year average is 100%, so it's all on the ground by now, and I talked to some guys down south that would expect corn to be tasseling in the next week or two, so that'll give you a good idea about how far behind we are. That leaves about 7.2 million acres unplanted. Now, again, that's another hotly contested number. That's the number that we've been given from the government, so we're going to have to go with that, but that's also going to be a problem.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday, down 8 at 531. July corn was down 5 at 448 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 630. Hearted winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 15 and a quarter, ranging from 615 and a quarter to 620 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 8, ranging from 627 and a quarter to 637 and a quarter. Live cattle for June was up 2.5 cents at 109.50. August feeder cattle was up 32.5 cents at 137.72 and a half. And June class 3 milk was down a penny at 16.27. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.